With a flip of the shovel, official groundbreaking took place in Seward, Nebraska for Dairy Processing. This is a construction of the state-of-the-art dairy processing plant. TJ Tulls of Tulls Dairy talks about the facility.
We look to vertically integrate and produce, you know, products from our milk and other milk around the state. We just have more and more opportunity. Right now we ship to co-ops and some other private companies, and they've been great partners throughout those years. But as you look at how to add value to a product that we already make and put so much effort into, building a plant and packaging it ourselves is the next step.
Let's talk about that part of it, because you've got two dairies, one in Polk County, you've got another one right there in Butler County. How much milk will be making their way to Seward then?
Over time, all of it from those two dairies will be making its way to Seward. Right now, that milk goes kind of around the Midwest, and so we'll be able to save a lot of freight on that milk, have less diesel being burned, less miles being put on trucks on raw product, and then have a product that has a shelf life that we can ship anywhere in the country.
Pound-wise, what are we looking at?
This plant will take in 1.8 million pounds in the first phase. We're hoping to see bottles move out of here March of 2027. Feels like a long ways away, but like you said, this has been a couple years in the making, and feels like we just got started, so time flies.
For you as a dairy producer, what does this all mean?
It's processing across the U.S. is aging. Plants are getting older, and Todd and I look at this as a way to invest back into dairy infrastructure and bring modern technology into bottling milk. Aseptic technology is not new. It's been around in Europe, Australia, New Zealand for about two decades and grown in popularity there. We just haven't seen a lot of it here in the U.S., but it's gaining, and we believe it's the future of milk.
And as Governor Jim Pillen explained, the economic windfall for those in agriculture.
Simply means is it's a key piece for growth. When dairy farmers are able to get their milk processed closer to home, there's more value everywhere. You don't spend money moving around and doing things that don't create any value. So, I believe this means a rocket ship for growth for dairy farms in Nebraska. Every operation will have the opportunity to grow, and then more new green space farms being built.
To be processed at that facility is MOVE. It's a revolutionary lactose-free beverage, rich in protein, low in sugar, and specially crafted to cater to the nutritional needs of children. Todd Tulls with Tulls Dairy.
Lots of research, just really looking at what the future in dairy looks like and how we can continue, like my son said, how do we keep the legacy going? How do future generation dairy farmers continue in this wonderful business? I mean, it's a hard business, but it's satisfying in what we do, producing some of the best protein that a person can consume. Dairy protein's been essential in the new high protein diets, and so how do you do that? And looking at going back to what we went through with COVID, millions of gallons of milk being dumped. We didn't have the processes and the systems in place to store milk and have it on a long-term shelf and continue to process to get through the challenges of COVID's shutdown and food service industry. And so looking at this, we knew that we had to get a product that would be able to be long shelf life with no refrigeration until you open it and serve it. So we researched this, went to IDFA conference in Arizona and looked at what Fairlife Milk was doing with Fairlife Milk and their core powers, and really Fairlife has paved the way in this industry for aseptic and shelf-stable milk, and so we're just wanting to replicate that.
A lot of time behind the scenes has taken place in getting the dairy processing to where it was at the groundbreaking. Chris Bousquet is the executive director of the Nebraska State Dairy Association.
Yeah, it's kind of a surreal opportunity for us, honestly. You know, we've been working on this specific project since 2021. And, you know, there's been so many people that have been involved with not just this project, but the entire Grow Nebraska Dairy effort that really need to be thanked and applauded for their leadership. You know, like Rod Johnson, the individual that had the job that I have now, lucky enough to have before me, he really got the Grow Nebraska Dairy effort started and really provided the initial leadership to turn it into what it is today. And then hopefully I've been able to carry that momentum forward. But when you look at this project specifically, I mean, it's the first greenfield milk plant built in the state of Nebraska since 1963. And that's an unbelievable feat for us because, you know, our goal with the Grow Nebraska Dairy Team and the Nebraska State Dairy Association is our number one priority is to create markets and diversity of markets for dairy farmers, Nebraska dairy producers. And to have a Nebraska dairy farm family step up and make the investment in Nebraska and produce a product that's from Nebraska and for everyone is just a, it's an awesome opportunity for us and something that we're really proud of.
Support for the Tulls family and dairy processing was definitely evident during the groundbreaking ceremony. There were dignitaries there, including the president of the State Dairy Association, Doug Timmy.
50, if not 60 years since there was actually a new dairy plant built in this state. So we've closed four or five plants over the years. So to have a brand new plant built from the ground up, it is a great thing for us, the dairy industry here in the state.
And so many, it's dairy farmers supporting dairy farmers too.
Yes, I mean, we maybe sell our milk to different places, but we're all in this together. So we definitely need the capacity to help grow dairy in this state.
And for Casey Baylitz, the director of the Nebraska Department of Economic Development, operations like dairy processing just brings another opportunity for economic growth in agriculture.
I think there's a couple elements of this that sort of make it unique. Number one, it really is Nebraska's sweet spot, that intersection between agriculture and processing or agriculture manufacturing. Those are the things that we're really good at. And as the governor talks about all the time, we got to focus where we have some really unique assets. And this is that. We have the natural resources, we have the human asset, we have the space, all of those things. So this, it's ideal from that perspective. And then the other is, I think it is somewhat unique where you have this specific company, this family, and you've also heard the governor talk about givers versus takers, and obviously the Tulls family has been givers in Nebraska since they came. And so when you're building those resources in the hands of people that you know are going to give back and they're going to make a difference in the community, boy, that's a, I don't know how many wins that is, two or three or four, whatever it is. So I think that's what makes this one unique. And then just generally, obviously, when you bring this sort of economic development, this sort of economic activity, you're building the community. There will be other jobs that are created as a result. You have the wealth that's created as a result. This is a big deal for Seward and Seward County, certainly, but also for the state of Nebraska.
And TJ Tulls summed it up with this.
I would just say Nebraska is a great state to milk cows in. We've got great farmers, we've got great natural resources, and the state's still pro-ag, so go Nebraska.
In Seward, Nebraska, at the site of the dairy processing facility, I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.